What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Coming to you from downtown St. Louis, we are still the best baseball city in America, but we have been bruised over the past, I don't know, a few years or so, really going back to 2015 when the Cardinals were a 100-win team and they lost in the postseason. Who did they lose to? The Chicago Cubs. And in my opinion, that's where it all started to turn, even though the Cardinals made the postseason here and there between 2015 to now. But this last decade, remember, the Cubs beat them in the division series in 2015. 2016, we had to sit here and watch the Chicago Cubs win the World Series while the Cardinals did not make the postseason. Missed it by a few days, but missed it. And then 17, and then 18, sitting through all of that and not winning. And the managerial change, Mike Matheny gets fired, Mike Schilt gets hired. Cardinals win in 2019. We have to, at least they win a series. They beat the Braves. They go and get swept by the Nationals. Remember 2020, of course, we all do. The season is shut down. We have a shortened season. Dodgers win half a title. Cardinals get knocked out. 2021, Cardinals just, you know, make the playoffs enough but get knocked out. 2022, after Schilt gets fired, Ollie Marmol gets hired, and along comes Albert Pujols, who can't hit in the first half of the season. Somehow during the home run derby right around this time of year, all-star break, he goes absolutely nuts. Cardinals make the playoffs and get beaten by the Phillies in their own ballpark. After a promising year and all that stuff, the division title and everything, losing season in 23 and last year just trying to figure it out and a winning record, but not to where they wanted to be. And it's all the Cubs' fault in 2015. No, it's, you know, but that's been part of the anger of Cardinals fans, I think, is the fact that the Cubs did some of that early and the Cardinals did not. And the Cardinals just have not lived up to what their fans expect. They expect to compete for world championships. They've won 11. They won in 2011, and that's the last time. They went in 2013, lost to the Red Sox. The Cardinals are one of the great and most successful franchises in sports. And so when you want them to do well, like on July 4th, and you're going to Wrigley Field, or you're watching or listening from home, and you're excited, and the Cardinals are going to make a dent into the Chicago Cubs this time after splitting the four-game series in St. Louis, and they get absolutely rocked. Rocked to the point where they had never given up that many home runs in a game in their history. And the Cubs hadn't hit that many in a game in their history. And here comes Saturday. And if you went to bed on the 4th, happy because you're with family and friends and it's the 4th of July, but a little part of you was ticked off because the Cardinals got absolutely thumped. Your love for baseball was renewed on Saturday. Because Saturday, I am here to tell you folks, was one of the great baseball games. And the Cardinals and Cubs play these type of epics all the time at Wrigley Field and sometimes at Busch Stadium. But Wrigley Field seems to be where the adventure takes place. And an adventure right off the bat when Nolan Arenado gets scratched at the last moment because of a shoulder impingement. So here comes Thomas Cejace. And what does Cejace do? Well, the Cardinals need something here. they are begging for something. And Sajacy, right off the bench, the starting third baseman does this.
Flexing on 1-2. Sajacy wraps it to right field. That's a hit. The Cardinals are going to get one run. Coming around third base, Wilson Contreras. And the throw comes into the infield. Contreras scores, 2-0 Cardinals. Thomas Sajacy breaks an 0-for-19, driving in two, and he makes it into second.
John Rooney with a great call on KMOX. Bottom of the second, Michael Bush hits a home run, and it's 2-1 Cardinals. Michael Bush is just red hot, of course he is, against the Cardinals right at the wrong time, and it's 2-1. But you know who else has been heating up here in the month of June and into July? He looks really good. He is Nolan Gorman.
Gorman flied out to left his first time. The next pitch to him is hit towards left center field. He may have gotten enough of that one, and he did. Big fly, Nolan Gorman, his eighth of the season, and it's now 3-1 St. Louis.
And that's when you knew the Cardinals are in a good place here. If Gorman is hitting a breaking ball like that, and he absolutely walloped to that thing, the Cardinals are going to be in a good spot here. If he plays well, I think their lineup is so much better because of that left-handed power bat. He would deliver later. It's 3-1 Cardinals at that point in the top of the fourth. Let's skip ahead to the sixth inning. Matthew Liberatore pitched admirably, but he struggled at the same time. He really labored through his start on a hot day. He just wasn't able to get through innings clean. He ended up walking four, striking out four, two runs on four hits in five innings, gave up a home run, but he did what he had to do, and he got through five, and the Cardinals turned it over to Kyle Leahy in the sixth inning. We're in the bottom of the sixth, Wrigley Field, Cards and Cubs yesterday, and here's how the bottom of the sixth unfolded. This is Kyle Leahy, who actually leads the team in appearances. He has more appearances than Phil Maton. He has more appearances than John King, and he replaces Matthew Liberatore. Right away, Carson Kelly, the former Cardinal, doubles off of him to center. Then Michael Bush singles, so now you got Carson Kelly at third. Then Leahy throws a wild pitch, and that sends Bush to second base, and here comes Nico Horner.
Second and third, nobody out. Another 2-2 pitch. Horner swings, and he loops that one into left center. That is a base hit. The tying run scores over to third. Michael Bush, we're tied at three. Leahy has given up a run on three hits.
Yeah, Michael Bush is at third, and then this.
From the stretch, the pitch. And a wild pitch. It goes back to the screen. Pies couldn't catch it. Bush scores. The Cubs lead 4-3.
I mean, weren't you saying, here we go. Here we go. It's happening again. Well, the Cardinals somehow get out of that. And how do they get out of it? They do it with a sensational, and I mean sensational, performance by Steven Matz. He jumps in there after Kyle Leahy does what he does and gets a ground out, at least, for Matt Shaw. Matz walks Ian Happ, but then he gets Tucker to fly out. He walks Suzuki, and he gets Pete Crow Armstrong with the bases loaded. He lands a breaking ball on the inner half, and that's what kind of fuels it for him. He throws him two consecutive fastballs high and away, and PCA chases them both, and he gets out of that inning. That was a tremendous fist-pumping event there by Steven Matz that might go a little unnoticed, but that could easily, it was 4-3 Cubs, easily could have been 8-3, just like that. But now with Steven Matz, who's key for this team, and the Cardinals are down 4-3. And then Carson Kelly in the bottom of the seventh.
The 1-1 delivery is an off-speed pitch, and that's hammered to left field, and that is out of here. A hanger from Steven Matz, and Carson Kelly did not miss it. The Cubs with their second home run of the game, and they now lead by two. 5-3 Cubs.
And I mean, Matz was so ticked off about that. He gets the strike out of Bush. He gets Horner to pop out, but, man, he is shouting into his glove. He's screaming. Matz is a pretty cool customer. He was mad that he gave up that, and it's 5-3 Cubs. And, again, you're thinking, here we go. You know, that's it. That's it. No, not with this Cardinals team. This Cardinals team is different. There's something about this 2025 team. They frustrate us. They go through cold spells, but then they do things like this that starts to reel you back in. Brad Keller's the pitcher in the top of the eighth. Wilson Contreras flies out. Here comes Alec Burleson.
The pitch. There's a swing and a drive to deep center field. Armstrong back to the wall, and it is out of here. Burleson hits a home run, and it's a one-run game.
It's 5-4 Cubs, and there's still more to come. There's one out. Thomas Sejesi singles to right, and this was another one that's going to fly under the radar, but this is a great job by Lars Nootbaar.
The pitch. Nootbaar bunts it up the third base line, and it's going to be a hit. The pitcher, Keller, gave way so Kelly could pick it up. Both of them missed it, and it's a bunt single for Nootbaar. Now Sejesi is the tying run on second for Nolan Gorman.
Mm-hmm. Nolan Gorman is up next. After that mishap, here's Gorman.
The pitch. A swing and a base hit to left field. Being waved around third base, Thomas Sejesi. He's going to score. The throw goes for third. First and third, one out. The Cardinals have tied the game at five.
Nolan Gorman, his home run was great. That's even better. A big-time hit in a big-time moment. He hits it to left. Remember, Nolan's starting to hit to the opposite field. He's been doing that a little bit more, and it's a big hit. Now, Nootbaar's at third, and I said to my daughter, who was standing in the room at the time, when Joel Pozo came to the plate, I said, they're going to take the lead here. He will get that runner home. There, if one thing Pozo can do, it's make contact. And he's had some big pinch hits. We've seen that. He's had some big plays where he's made contact and gotten the runner home. He rarely strikes out. He gives you a great at-bat. He'll come cold off the bench and do it. He's the pinch hitter. Little did we know he would do this.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
With one out, the pitch, the runner goes from first, there's a long one, left field, it's a goner out of Wrigley Field. Joel Pozo with a pinch, three home run, unbelievable.
419 feet over the wall and onto Waveland Avenue. He launched it at a 34-degree angle. He hit it 105.9 off the bat. Joel Pozo, we're going to hear from him in just a little bit, with a tremendous home run, and the Cardinals take an 8-5 lead, and then the bullpen. They have to have it. Jojo Romero comes in, does his job, although Seiya Suzuki doubles off of him, and that ends up making it an 8-6 game. So things get a little tighter, although Pete Crow Armstrong grounded out. Again, he makes the final out of the inning, and we go to the ninth. Cardinals aren't able to add on. They're up 8-6. You turn the ball over to Ryan Helsley. Helsley gets Swanson to fly out to left. He gets Kelly to fly out to left. And the last chance, as Mike Shannon would say, old Abner has done it again, although all you had to do is get one more. You're up two. Just get this guy. Forget it. Go at him. Go get him. Michael Bush facing Ryan Helsley.
From the stretch, the pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. That's a Redbird winner. Pumping his fist, Joel Pozo. He was able to tag Bush out, picking the ball out of the dirt. Pozo embraces Ryan Helsley. The Cardinals come out of the dugout and celebrate another comeback win on a Saturday. The Cardinals are 11-2 on Saturday. They're 4-1 in the victory blues.
That's a big-time win right there for the Cardinals. For 5.5 out in the NL Central, could have been 7.5 really easily. They win the game 8-6, and now they play an evening game where they can win the series. Eric Fetty's got to be much, much, much better. He'll be facing Matthew Boyd. We have it at 5:10, pregame at 4:15. Wanted to guide you through that in case you were out and about, in case you just got to see a little bit of the game. That is pretty much the story on Saturday in one of the great wins for the Cardinals this season. Had to have it, got it, and boy, would you like to get tonight. When we come back, Joel Pozo, Ollie Marmol, Matthew Liberatore, their comments in reaction to yesterday's win. I'm Tom Ackerman, sports on a Sunday morning from the Stiefel Sports Studio.
From the Stiefel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
Well, hope you enjoyed that. We don't do that very often where we just stretch out and give you all the highlights of the previous game, especially when it's that good. Cardinals beat the Cubs yesterday 8-6. Joel Pozo with that three-run bomb that is being talked about all throughout Cardinal Nation this morning. Let's hear from Pozo with our Mike Claiborne.
Well, here we are again, our player of the game, Joel Pozo. Once again, my friend, you've seen the fine time for the dramatics. Talk about that at bat, because first of all, it went deeper than you normally let it go.
I mean, you know, great pitcher on the mound. He was running hard. I was trying to, you know, keep myself calm down. He threw me really good pitches. You know, I was trying to put the ball in play like I always do, you know, like don't do too much, and then trying to put the ball in the air, and then he hand the slider and I hit it.
And you hit it a long way. You knew you hit it well as soon as it left the bat. The only key was it going to stay fair?
Yeah, I mean, I knew it as soon as I saw the ball, where the ball started, and then, you know, celebrate with the team, because, you know, this is a big series for us, and every series is big for us, but, you know, win here in Chicago is special.
How much fun are you having right now with your career?
I mean, this is the best time of my career so far. You know, I was here in 21, and, you know, it was really good, you know, good experience. But now that, you know, I'm in this team that we're trying to go to the playoff and you know, do what I'm doing is really special for me.
And for you, everybody roots for you. Everybody sees when you come out of the dugout with a bat in your hand, something good is going to happen. Walk me through what you were thinking as you were going to the plate, because as you mentioned, this is a pretty good pitcher. I know you saw the scouting report on him, but you obviously needed to make sure you could put it in play.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I was trying to do what the game was telling me to do. Men and third first, you know, don't put the ball on the dirt. Just trying to put it on the air so I can at least, you know, do that sack fly, and then, you know, just go to the plate and compete and try to do my best.
I'm liking these visits, man. It seems like we're doing it at least once a week.
Thank you.
Nice work today.
Thank you.
All right. Joel Pozo is our player of the game.
I'll take more of those. Thank you, Mike Claiborne, who had a nice interview with Joel Pozo on one of our pregames this week as well. The Cardinals win it 8-6 over the Cubs. The Pozo home run. It was a lot of fun for manager Oliver Marmol on FanDuel Sports Network Midwest.
Man, that went a long ways. Great at bat, obviously a big moment. But guy loves to hit, and I love watching him hit. He's done a nice job whenever he's called upon. But that's a big swing. And you look at yesterday's game, we get our teeth kicked in. So you have to come out here and set the tone and respond a certain way. I liked our first inning of being able to throw up a crooked number. You give up the lead, but you don't give in, and you come back with a big swing. So that's exactly what you want today to look like, especially after yesterday.
Back to Pozo. He's a guy with limited major league experience. Yeah. And in key situations, you look at him, and it just looks like another at-bat.
It is. He doesn't scare. He loves it. And if you understand a little bit about his history, I mean, he's going to make the most of every moment, and he approaches every single day that way. So I love moments like that for him. That's a big swing in a big series. So
there have been three or four times this year maybe where things weren't going well, things looked bad, but your bunch found a way to dig out of it. What does a win like this say about the resiliency of your team to do it again?
Oh, no, we've talked about it. Our group does a nice job of just showing up and figuring out how do we win today. And we've gone through stretches that have been good. We've gone through stretches that have sucked, to be quite honest. But being able to attack the day for what it is and not pay attention to what the past looks like is important. This is a young group who's hungry, and they're going to get after it regardless of what's going on. And they continue to show that. But today's a perfect example. Especially, I mean, yesterday was a tough day. So to come out today and set the tone was important.
Pozo worked that count full and then got a pitch down the middle. And he doesn't miss when it's down the middle.
No, he doesn't miss. It doesn't matter if you bounce it. I love that, obviously, for the moment itself, but for Pozo. And then, I mean, just seeing the dugout erupt was awesome.
Maybe he didn't get some calls. Didn't look like he had his best up, but he battled. How did you view his
act? Exactly that. He battled. He didn't give in. There's some guys he didn't want to give in to, so it led to a couple walks, but for the most part, made pitches when he needed, even starting in the first. He had a lot of traffic, but navigated it well. Didn't get ahead as much as he would have liked, but still competed. Yeah.
Gorman going opposite for a home run and going the other way for a base hit. How big were his at-bats?
Those were huge. I mean, those are professional at-bats, and kind of the next step for him is being able to do that. Not only the homers, but for him to take his single the other way there is a big part of that inning. The Newt bunt, I mean, we kind of manufactured that a little bit until Pozo comes up and drives the baseball.
As you said, the emotional swings in this game, you grind out and they come back and take the lead, and it looked like you were going to get Michael Busch out. He had 7-3 hits.
I feel you. Yeah.
Were you worried about that?
Worried about which part?
I mean, he was going to make out and out eventually.
I was hoping so, yeah. Yeah.
You have anything more on Nolan going to make out?
Not yet, no. I'm going to meet with AO here in a minute, but I know it was obviously enough for him not to be able to go today. So we'll take a deeper look and have an understanding of this before looking at day-to-day or anything beyond that.
Was it happening this morning?
No, it happened yesterday. He felt it on a swing. And I'll have a much better idea here as soon as we're done.
Yeah. That's the JC getting plugged in there and then coming through with the big
game. Yeah, I mean, the game will find you, that's for sure. So he comes up and drives in too early, which was awesome. I mean, we needed to kind of score first and get downhill, so it was nice.
And again, that's Ollie Marmol. Thanks to FanDuel Sports Network Midwest for feeding us that. And sounded like a Chicago reporter. I didn't recognize the reporter asking about Michael Busch. Ollie just kind of deflected that one away, and then answered the Nolan Arenado question, which we all have, which we'll ask John Mozeliak about here in an hour, how he is doing. Arenado with a shoulder impingement, something that was really bothering him before the game, and so late scratch. Tsujaishi comes in, does the job, and the Cardinals win the ball game 8-6. Let's listen, Drew. Play me a little bit of Matthew Liberatore. This is the starter yesterday, Libby.
Sticky situations there in the first couple innings, and was able to do a good job eliminating the damage and not giving in, making pitches when I need to get out of it. And offense did a great job of giving me another lead yet again, and then continuing to tack on after I came out of the game.
What do you think about how this game transpired in the last four games? It did feel a little bit of a grind on both sides of the ball, a lot of back and forth, but the resolve that this team showed throughout the season, for it to come through again at a time really where you guys needed it, you do a nice job holding the score where it is. What does that do for the Cardinals coming off of four games that weren't necessarily great?
Yeah, I think, full season's full of ebbs and flows, and you can't expect to beat your best every single day. And, I think this team is really good when maybe we're not at our best and we do have to grind a little. And you can tell that there's no give in from the guys, even when we haven't scored a bunch recently or maybe haven't thrown the ball well recently. I think everybody shows up to the park the next day with the mentality that we're going to win this game and we always got a shot.
That's well said right there by Matthew Liberatore. That's a good way to wrap it up. He's a wise young man, and he talked very succinctly, I thought, there about how the Cardinals are. They're a bunch of scrappers. They've just figured out, kind of like me on the golf course, Drew. You know, I'm best when I'm shooting back into the fairway out of the woods and getting myself in position. You know, I just scramble out there. But the Cardinals find a way, don't they? We'll see if they can find a way tonight. They're going to have to be at their best. Eric Fetty's on the mound and Matthew Boyd's on the other side. When we come back on the other side of this break, Chris Blair, General Manager, Worldwide Technology Raceway on KMOX.
Brad Keselowski joins us on KMOX testing at Worldwide Technology Raceway for the Enjoy Illinois 300. How'd it go?
Good. You know, long day. It's really hot here in the St. Louis area, but... You know, the tests that we do are really for two purposes. You know, it's to make sure the tire and the track combination is right, and two, to help our team when it performs for the race when we come back here in a few months. So we're certainly checking those boxes and feeling really confident when we come back.
You have a great history here. Take me back to your first times coming here.
Yeah, I remember my first race here in 2004, which was a real thrill. You know, this track is so unique. It's got its own feel to it, the way it drives. The two ends are completely different, and from above it looks like a really simple oval, but in the race cars it's anything but that. Very challenging to get the cars or trucks to drive well, and you really got to kind of manhandle them.
And then the pit strategy, which last year you got very close. I mean, you finished third, and, yeah. And obviously you liked what was going on there.
Yeah, we had a shot to win last year and had a few issues that put us behind, and recovered really well towards the end of the race, and that was a fun race for us.
It is a long season, but it ends for a select few in the playoffs. Can you describe to fans here who will experience this for the first time what that's like?
Yeah, you know, NASCAR's version of the playoffs is a little different than other versions, but, you know, ultimately, you know, every 3 weeks that the field kind of shrinks, and, you know, the last thing you want to be is looking from the outside in, so... with this race being one of those events that shrinks the field, there's always a little extra pressure.
Appreciate the time.
You're welcome.
That is Brad Keselowski. Also had a chance to talk to Kyle Larson, one of the best in the business.
Kyle, you were part of the announcement back when they announced that a cup race was coming here. You know Curtis and Chris and everybody well. Can you describe how far they've come, the momentum that they've built here?
Yeah, I just think, you know, this place is... you know, it definitely deserves a Cup Series race. I feel like the fan base here in the Midwest is amazing. You know, they like all forms of racing, but especially NASCAR. And, you know, the stands are packed here, even when the weather hasn't been that perfect, you know, in the past. So I think moving it later in the year, the weather should be even better. And the crowd should be, you know, even much more or that much more lively. So, yeah, I look forward to it. Yeah, I think it's good for our sport to be here in St. Louis.
Good to hear from Kyle Larson. Brad Keselowski, pretty good endorsement for the Executive Vice President, General Manager of Worldwide Technology Raceway. Chris Blair, how are you, Chris?
Good morning, Tom. I'm doing great. It's you know, we're 2 months out as of today for the return of Xfinity, so the countdown clock is on.
Yes, we are. Good to hear from those guys. You were there for their testing at the track, and it's always nice to hear from two of the giants of the sport talking about your track.
Yeah, it really is. You know, Brad's been there for so many years and been part of so many historical finishes there, and it's great to see him come back and, you know, be excited about racing here in St. Louis. And then, too, with Kyle. And Kyle admits this isn't one of his better tracks, but he got so many laps in the other day during that test session that I think he's going to be pretty much dialed in by the time the race actually rolls around, because he was in the car all day long for 2 days, and he was just making lap after lap. So I'm sure he learned a lot of things about how to get around this racetrack.
Those two, Brad Keselowski and Kyle Larson, are right next to each other, different rows, but in positions next to each other in the Grant Park 165 today, the street race in Chicago, a unique situation. I know that they have street races among the circuits, but this one to NASCAR creates a lot of buzz, doesn't it?
It sure does, and it's, you know, it's really it kind of put NASCAR on more of a global stage when you start to see it just showcases their versatility. That's been one of the things that people for so long thought you had to have that brick and mortar racetrack that you're all there all year round, and then you take a look at what NASCAR did at the Clash at the Coliseum, and they transformed the LA Coliseum into a racetrack, and what they're doing with this street race, and then there's lots of rumors going around that there might be some other street races in the future as things bounce around. So I think it's good for the sport that they can kind of plant their flag in certain cities and really be able to do some things really special. And you might be even somewhere down the road see a combo race between a couple of those series like NASCAR and IndyCar or something like that.
So, yeah, that'd be fun.
I think it's good for the sport, and it's good for the Midwest too. If we keep building this fan base, you know, now with two races in the state of Illinois, that can only help things as we get more and more people ingrained in NASCAR.
That's right. The Enjoy Illinois 300, your race, is 2 months away, September 7th at Worldwide Technology Raceway, Madison, Illinois, right here in the St. Louis area. In Chicago, I was listening to Denny Hamlin's press conference, and he was asked about future street races and discussed that situation, but also the opportunity for branding. He said they were had one partner activation at the Yacht Club, and then they were going to go over to the Jordan brand party. And, you know, he's involved, of course, as we all know, with Michael Jordan. It's there's a lot of people still putting their name on these NASCAR teams, and who knows what the future is. But I think that is part of it right there, just expanding the audience as best you can.
Well, and that's one of the good things. When you take a look at what they're doing there, they're taking it to downtown Chicago. When you come to St. Louis, you're near downtown St. Louis. But the majority of the other races around the country, with probably the exception of Indianapolis, everything else, they'll say it's in a particular town, but it's really 50 miles outside of town. So having the ability to do those activations at the center of businesses, at the center of the sponsorships, really getting to engage the community, it makes it a whole lot easier than trying to load everybody up on buses and ship them out to be a part of something. So there's a lot of positives that can be made from being close to downtown, right in the center of the action.
You heard me ask Kyle Larson there about being our guest for that opening kickoff at Ballpark Village when we announced that the Cup race was coming to St. Louis. And ever since then, boy, he's been good to you, hasn't he? Signing autographs, Ballpark Village, people have come by. I know you have a lot of things planned that you're going to be announcing here pretty soon as we're 2 months out.
Yeah, and that's one of the great things about a lot of these drivers. We've got a core group of drivers that they cut their teeth racing around here, racing at tracks like Little Belleville or Tri-City Speedway or Peavely, the 55 Speedway with the World of Outlaws. And, you know, Kyle Larson, Christopher Bell, Alex Bowman. There's so many of these guys that they raced around here. Tyler Reddick, he actually lived in southern Illinois when he was racing dirt late models a few years ago. So this is home for a lot of those guys, and they want to be able to reconnect with that fan base that made them what they are. And that's one of the reasons they love coming here, is because we also, you know, we're race fans too, and we love those short tracks, and we try to engage with all those fans. That's something some of the other tracks haven't done. And so those drivers love helping us out and hopping in and participating in all those different activities.
That is going to be a playoff race in St. Louis. Can I hear from your perspective what the importance to fans who might not realize why this is so heightened now, and having a playoff race in St. Louis and what that means for the drivers?
Well, if you're, you know, for the common or for the casual fan or the person who's just new to NASCAR, if you were to come to our race in June of last year, everybody, when they were racing in that race, they knew that they had several other chances. I think they still had 9 other chances after our race to earn their spot in the playoffs. Well, what happens when you make it to the playoff rounds? Every 3 races, they're cutting somebody out of the mix, and it's basically either win or go home. So it takes that intensity level. It's kind of like what you see in the month of September with baseball. If the team still has a chance, they're making all those bold moves and the dive moves and everything that they've got to do to get to that next level. And it's the same way with NASCAR. You're basically taking that intensity level and cranking it to 11, because you got to be able to go fast or go home. And that's basically the situation it puts them in. And so you're going to see incredible racing all over the racetrack from the start to the finish. There's no laying back and waiting. You have to go.
And then finally, Chris, in my partnership with you, and ever since I've known you, you and Curtis and your great crew have made this an event. It's not just a race, and the race itself is awesome. The guys love driving, as Brad said, that tight 1 and 2 and a little more open 3 and 4. It's a different kind of oval, but you're trying to make it a different kind of event for St. Louis, kind of everything all wrapped into one: food, music, and racing.
Yeah, and that's one of the great things about the partnership of Worldwide Technology and David Stewart and the Stewart Family Foundation. David saw this event as an opportunity to really showcase the area, so they came up with the Confluence Music Festival. And over the course of the next couple of weeks, I think we're going to make our first announcement this Tuesday about the musical acts that we're going to have. The last couple of years, we've had about 30 acts on 5 different stages throughout the weekend, so we've got that. And so many other engagement pieces with Worldwide Technology and with some of our other sponsors, where fans can really get that immersive experience in the fan zone and things like that. So people saw what we did here, and you're starting to see that in some of the other places. They're taking some of the ideas. We've become the test lab for a lot of other events, and they're turning this into this festival atmosphere. And, you know, we've got some more great things coming. Everybody's excited about it. And each year, and Dave and his team have a tremendous amount of enthusiasm for this. And just when we think that they're satisfied, they come in and they crank it up a notch. So we're going to be having some great announcements coming up about all the great things that are going to be going on that are included with the race ticket to the event.
That's awesome. That's going to be September 6th and 7th. It really starts on Friday, September 5th. The race is September 7th, but you mentioned Xfinity is on the 6th, and so much going on during that weekend. By the way, the Cardinals are in town that weekend. They're taking on the Giants, so there will be a lot of opportunity to do some things sports-wise downtown and 5 minutes away at Worldwide Technology Raceway in Madison, Illinois. It's going to be big time. And that's the weekend after Labor Day. Remember, folks, Labor Day weekend actually starts August 30th this year. Labor Day is September 1st. So it's the weekend after Labor Day weekend is the NASCAR Cup race, the Enjoy Illinois 300 here in St. Louis. Appreciate you, Chris. Good to be with you. And enjoy the race in Chicago. We'll all be watching.
All right, Tom, take care, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Chris Blair with us on KMOX Sports on a Sunday morning. When we come back, Doug Armstrong, Blues general manager, breaking down the latest moves by the team. I thought they had a pretty good week, actually. Back in a moment on KMOX.
From the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
Well, the Blues had a pretty good week, I would say. They ended up making the deal, Zach Bolduc, for Logan Mailloux. Now, we'll see if Mailloux ends up being the defenseman. They hope a top four defenseman. He's young. He's got some size. He's more, I'd say, offensively skilled at this point in terms of his reputation than defensive-minded, although he's gotten better at that. He is somebody you can put on the power play. They really like him. Mailloux had to give up a good one in Bolduc to swap 22-year-olds. But we'll see what happens there. Then they get Nick Bjugstad, who basically replaces Radek Foxa as a fourth-line center. Still in search of their second-line center. He could be on third-line, second-line. I think he's pretty good. It's Pia Suter, who played for the Vancouver Canucks last year and scored 25 goals. Sort of had a breakout of his career. They like him.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Here's GM Doug Armstrong.
Yeah, just his versatility. I think, you know, he had obviously a very good offensive year, his best goal scoring year, but we think that he can come in here and provide us depth at the center ice position. He and Bukestad certainly change our center ice complexion. have five natural centers now with Shen there and Sonny. So there's going to be some options, and it's always easier to move a centerman over to the wing than a wing to center. So we like our depth there, and we think he can either play with Holloway and Kyra if that's what the coach wants to do, or he can. He's very versatile, and it's going to give us some options coach some options at during training camp.
Was he somebody you've been looking at for a while, or did it develop pretty quickly here?
He was on our list of centermen to discuss, and then when the market hit, we really connected hard on the night of the first. Then we had we did our due diligence with him. He did with us. We had a conversation on the second with the coach and the player and myself, talking about the city, talking about his role, and he felt very comfortable. And I think it's a great opportunity for him. He's still young. It's a two-year deal. If we want to start the season with Krug on our roster and not go into summer LTI, it was only X amount of dollars that we had. We can accomplish that now. And we're excited. With the caveat, it only takes one phone call, but I would say our roster is pretty well set now.
When you look at Suter's overall game, I think his defensive metrics are pretty good. His penalty killing numbers are there. What led to his offensive boost this past year, do you think?
I think opportunity. We talked to, as I said, I don't want to say who we talked to, but, our guys are well-connected around the league. That's the fortunate part of having so many ex-players there. They have contacts. And I think he was asked to do a bigger role in Vancouver this year, and he took that responsibility and his shooting percentage was high too. It was 18%. But we didn't look at that as the sole reason as a goal scorer to bring him in. It's just his 200-foot game. He's going to give us options, and our penalty killing hasn't been where it needs to be. And he's another certainly strong option now to lead that group.
And you talk about his shooting percentage, and it seems like a lot of that has to do with in and around the net, something I'm sure that an organization you're going
to
like.
We would love to start good teams win battles in front of their net and the opposition's net. That's where the grime is worked out, and he's willing to go there. And, on the back end, bringing in Mayu, we're a little bit thicker and bigger back there too. And, we're just trying to get as accomplished as we can in the harder areas of the ice.
When free agency opens, he's probably one of the top two centers on the market there. I think a lot of people probably expect him maybe longer term, maybe bigger cap hit. It's going to sound goofy, but why do you think you're able to get him at this contract that you guys did?
Well, I think that was the conversation with the coach. It's the ability to bank another solid season. The cap is going to, when he's free, I think the cap's going to be $113 million, and he's going to be still relatively young. And so it's an investment in his future. He's making an investment in himself to come in here and play an important role. And then whether it's next summer or at some point in the future, we're going to be able to talk to him about a longer-term deal. And the more layers you have of success, the more likely you are to get paid. And I think we provide the opportunity for him to maximize his earning potential, and I think he sees that. Now, our job is to provide that for him, and his job is to take advantage of it.
You get the sense that they were comfortable right from the get-go with the shorter term, I guess?
I think they were as comfortable because, at the dollar value that we could offer, it didn't make an economic sense for him to go long term with the cap going up. And what we think his ability is to improve. And, centermen are, it's a hard, as you see, that market is thin. Whatever the market is on next year's free agents, I guarantee you they won't all be there. So, again, we're happy to get our center ice in position, and I think it's going to be great for a player like Dvorsky. He can come in now as if he's having trouble in the middle of the ice. He can start on our team as a wing. We don't have to force feed him into an area, and then over time he'll take over one of those jobs. And there's going to be great competition. He certainly has the opportunity to come in and make our team. When I say our team is set, you look at our roster now, the number of players that we have are 23 players, but what's sort of lost on it is if Stenberg or Stancil or Pekarik or Dean or Dvorsky, obviously, I've talked about, come in, it's actually a savings for us if we put them on our team and send someone to the minors, because we get around $1.1 million in relief. So it's not the owner likes having those guys in the minors. That's one thing. But from a team perspective, there's going to be great competition. And what we don't have to do is rush those players. Sort of when I look at this from 30,000 feet, this is the year of the young defenseman. Young meaning not experienced defenseman in on the Blues right now. You have Tucker is going to get an opportunity to be a full-time player. Mayhew is going to get an opportunity to be a full-time player. Kessel's in that group. Broberg just turned 24. And you look at that forward group, they're probably a year away. You know, when you have all those guys, you have Stenberg, Stancil, Pekarik, Dvorsky really at 20, all turning pro. You know, we're going to let them have the opportunity to get their foundation footing under them. Now, if they come in and take a job, great. But I would say next year at this time, there's going to be a great opportunity to input a lot of younger forwards. And again, I do believe that getting that foundation is so important for the player and the organization, then force feeding him into an area where maybe they can't have success. And I think we've protected ourselves from having to do that while allowing them the right to come in and take a job.
With Leite, we saw him get claimed by San Jose. So just wanted to ask what went into the putting him on waivers in the first place yesterday.
Well, it was just it became a numbers game. You know, one of the things too is the coach who selects who goes over the boards is a big Tucker fan. He's a big Tucker fan. He thought that that's an element that our team, when he's on the ice, when he's playing, you know, we're harder to play against. And I think as a group, he likes that. So if he was going to take that slot in our six, you know, it made sense to give him that opportunity. Now, there's risk involved with that, obviously. Nick's an experienced player, has had a very good career, will go to San Jose and do very well. But you have to create space if you want to give ice time away, and that was one way to do that.
Did you try to work out a trade there?
Yeah, we did. Not just St. Louis, but no player has put on waivers without everyone knowing what's, you know, that we have our inner circle. You have a pretty good feel of where everyone's at, and I contacted the teams that he would his preferred destination to go to. And at the end of the day, the best course of action was waivers.
Always great insight from Doug Armstrong, the Blues general manager, talking about Nick Leite right there, who was placed on waivers, snapped up by the San Jose Sharks. So the Blues save $4 million in cap space there. When we come back, the man who runs the Cardinals baseball operations, John Mozeliak, he has a trade deadline coming up soon. The Cardinals have a game coming up soon. 5:10 start, 4:15 pregame. Next hour, Lutz Fahnenstiel, the sporting director for St. Louis City SC at 11:15, John Mozeliak at 11:30, Bernie Miklas at 11:45. This is Sports on a Sunday Morning with producer Drew Young. I'm Tom Ackerman from the Stiefel Sports Studio.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.